who decides what your kids learn in government schools? States have had different rules. That has an advantage. It allows experiments so we can see what works better and what fails. School can adjust to what it teaches, adjust what it teaches to meet local needs. But that's supposed to change. Politicians in 45 states approved something called Common Core, the same goals for math and English, the same tests. It's a movement to standardize what's taught.
They're like a total sea change in education. Consistent, strong, clear benchmarks for English language arts and math.
Sounds like a good thing. With one set of national tests, we'd know what all American kids have learned. Everyone would be held to equal standards. However, lots of people on the left and the right are furious about Common Core. Lindsay Burke of the Heritage Foundation calls it a power grab. What do you mean? It wasn't imposed from the federal government. The states agreed to it.
It's hard to say it wasn't imposed when you had billions of dollars, $4.35 billion, a non-trivial sum, offered to states in the form of grants, if and only if, of course, they agreed to adopt standards that were common to a significant number of states. That's right. And now you have waivers from No Child Left Behind. This is incredibly valuable for a
waiver
state.
Only if you adopt Common Core.
So there are federal fingerprints all over Common Core. I think it would be very difficult for any objective observer to say this is totally voluntary and totally state-led.
Suggested reading list, EPA regulations.
Yeah, and I think there's how to make a brown bag on that as well. Healthcare costs in McAllen, Texas. Really exciting materials for your ninth grade student to be reading.
Education Secretary Arne Duncan said opposition to Common Core comes from white suburban moms who all of a sudden, their child isn't as brilliant as they thought they were.
I'm not surprised that opposition's coming from moms. They are seeing their children's homework come home. This Common Core line homework, Common Core line tests and quizzes that their children are taking, and they have so many questions. Indiana has just exited Common Core. Basically, because two mothers wrote op-eds, called their local radio stations, wrote into newspapers and said, what we're seeing our kids bring home is total nonsense.
And in fairness, these are not national standards. Their states chose to do that. But here's an example of one of the few things we do know about the national Common Core math rules. What do you get if you multiply 11 times 23? Kids in third and fourth grade are supposed to use something called the area model. This video explains it.
I know that 11 is equal to 10 plus 1. First, I know that 10...
Now, I think it's clever that they used a child's voice and these drawings to try to explain math, but come on. This is 11 times 23. A fourth grader should be able to solve this in seconds, but the video goes on.
3 is equal to 30. Now we have most of our rectangle filled in.
And on.
And our bottom portion here.
Everyone has to learn this way?
1 times 20 is equal to 20.
Even more kids will go to sleep
at
school.
Finally, we fill in our last area and we say that 1.
That's a great example of why we're seeing schools send home Common Core cheat sheets to parents, because they don't understand the way in which their children are being taught math now. And one of the cheat sheets I thought was really laughable. It said, well, you used to call your kids homework word problems. Now they're math situations.
The comedian Louis C.K. tweeted out, my kids used to love math. Now it makes them cry. Thanks, standardized testing and Common Core. And certainly nothing much good has come top down. But Common Core has received support from lots of people I respect, former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, Michelle Rhee of Students First, Bill Gates. His foundation gave $170 million to Common Core. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce helped pay for this video.
As teachers, we're on the front lines, and we support Common Core.
Common Core is not some Washington mandate.
That myth gets an F for misleading.
Maybe you just don't like change.
Well, I would argue to all of the proponents that the type of uniformity that Common Core or national standards creates assumes that there is one best way for children to learn, and it assumes that we know what that one best way is. But every child is different. Every child has unique learning needs. And I think what we're seeing with Common Core is a standardization of mediocrity.
Standardized mediocrity. Thank you, Lindsay Burke. Coming up, that bestseller about income inequality. Why is it so popular? And also video games that gross even me out.